tere kõigile ka minu poolt.
Welcome everybody from me as well.
Ma saan aru, et täna on püha vaim vägevalt siin liikumas. Ja
it's nice to know the Holy Spirit is moving here.
Mingid võnked siin värelevad juba laulu ajast
saati. You can feel some waves that shake you a little bit.
See on hea eeldus.
It's a good pretense.
Ma teen väikse palve ette.
I'll just pray as well.
Tänu isa.
Thank you, Father.
Et me saame olla siin ja kuulata sinu sõna.
That we can be here today and listen to your word.
Siis ma palun, et täida mind püha vaimuga.
So we pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Ja lase mul rääkida ainult neid sõnu.
And let me speak only the words.
Mis on sinu sõnu meile täna siin.
That is your word to us today.
Amen.
Amen.
Me räägime täna isa tahtest.
And I want to talk to you about today the will of the Father.
Jeesus õpetas meid palvetama nii.
And Jesus taught us to pray like this.
Sinu riik tulgu.
Your kingdom come.
Sinu tahtmine sündiga.
Your will be done.
Nagu taevas.
Like in heaven.
Nõnda ka maa peal.
So on earth as well.
Sinu tahtmine sündiga.
Your will be done.
Taevane isa.
Our heavenly Father.
Sinu tahtmine sündigu ka minu elus.
And your will be done in my life.
Mitte lihtsalt ümber minu.
Not just around me.
Või kuidagi niimoodi üldiselt.
Or just like generally.
Vaid minu elus.
In my life.
Iga päev.
Every day.
Ja ka minu kaudu.
And through me also.
Et sellega ma ütlen, et issand kasuta mind.
So I say through this, Lord, use me.
Et ka teiste elud saaksid puudutatud.
So that the lives around me could be changed.
Ja muudatud.
And changed.
Ja sellega, kui me palvetame, et sinu tahtmine sündiga.
And when we pray, Lord, let your will be done.
Sellega me sisuliselt tunnistame, et Jumal teab.
And we just like confess that God knows.
Jumal teab kõige paremini.
He knows best.
Minust igatahes paremini.
Definitely better than me.
Ja sellega ma ütlen, et ma usaldan teda.
And through this I say, I trust you, Lord.
Sellepärast ma ütlengi, et sinu tahtmine sündigu.
That's why I say, let your will be done.
Sest taevan isa on selline gentleman.
And our heavenly Father is a gentleman.
Ta ei suru oma tahtmist meile vägise kuidagi peale.
He does not force his will upon us.
Aga me võime kindlad olla, et tema tahe on meie jaoks kõige parem asi.
But we can be confident that his will for our lives is the best.
Ja kui me võtame vastu tema tahtmise.
And when we receive his will.
Siis me saame väga õnnistatud.
We will be extremely blessed.
Meil eelmine nädal hakkas auto küsima korralist hooldust.
Last week, you know, the service sign came on the car's dashboard.
Tänapäeva autod on niimoodi tehtud, et nad ise ütle, tuleb kiri ette, et tahan teenindusse minna.
The modern cars, they will notify when they need the service now.
Et nad on programmeeritud olema targad.
And they have been programmed to be smart.
Nad teevad palju aega on möödas või kui palju sõidetud on või kuidas sõidetud on.
They know how long the time has been since the last service or how much you have driven or how you have driven.
Aga minu reaktsioon ei olnud see, et sinu tahtmine sündigu auto.
But my reaction wasn't your will be done car.
Mina mõtlesin, et ma ei ole veel 30 000 sõitnud, ma olen 20 000 sõitnud.
I thought I haven't driven 30,000, I've only driven 20,000.
Ja aastat ei ole eelmisest hooldusest ka veel möödas, millest ma valesti aru saan.
And it hasn't been a year since last service. What have I misunderstood?
Et ma ei nõustunud auto tahtmisega.
I did not give in to the will of the car.
Ja tihti on meil Jumalaga samamoodi. Jumal ütleb meile midagi.
And often it's the same. God says something to us.
Aga miski ei lase meil alluda sellele tahtmisele.
But something in us does not let us be obedient to it.
Mingi takistus on vahel.
There is some sort of obstacle.
Ja kui autod ei ole täiuslikud ja tõesti võivad ka eksida.
And the cars, they are not perfect and they can make a mistake.
Siis Jumal ei eksi ometi kunagi.
God will never make a mistake.
Erik, meie poeg, tuleb tihti küsima abi matemaatikaga.
Erik, our son, he often comes and asks for help with the maths.
Isa aita, ma ei oska.
Father, help me, I don't know what to do here.
Siis ma seletan nagu ära, kuidas lahenduskäik hakkaks nagu jooksma.
And then I try to explain to him how the solution might come.
Ja mingi kolm veerand juhtudel on tema vastus. Ei, see ei käi nii!
And the three-thirds of the time his answer is, no, it's not how you do it.
Miks sa küsid isa käest, kui sa ise oled targem?
Why do you ask your father if you are smarter yourself?
Ja tõesti, mina võin ka eksida.
And also I can make a mistake.
Sest ma olen ainult maapealne isa.
I'm only an earthly father.
Aga meie taevane isa.
But our heavenly father.
Ei eksi kunagi.
He's never gonna fail.
Ja ometi vahel on meil raske teda usaldada.
But even so it's hard to trust him sometimes.
Ja Jeesus teab, et hingevaenlane hakkab meie usaldust Jumala vastu kõigutama.
And Jesus knows that the enemy is gonna try and shake our trust in the Lord.
Ja sellepärast on ta selles samas õpetuses, kuidas palvetada.
And for that reason in the same teaching where he teaches the prayer.
Pannud sisse ka selle palve, et ära saada meid kiusatusse, vaid päästa meid ära kurjast.
He's added this important prayer as well. Do not send us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil.
Sest nii lihtne on langeda kiusatusse, teada ise paremini.
And the temptation often needs to know better ourselves.
Ja mis siis tihti seda Jumala usaldamist segab?
And what hinders trusting the Lord?
Üks nendest on kindlasti selline enda kõhklus või ebakindlus.
And definitely some of it is not being so sure or a little bit shaken in us.
Kui Jeesus kutsus Peetruse vee peale kõndima.
And when Jesus invited Peter to walk on the water.
Ja kui Peetrus hakkas tuult kartma.
And when Peter started to fear the wind.
Ja vajuma vette.
And he started to sink.
Siis Jeesus ütles, miks sa kahtlesid?
And Jesus says to him, why are you doubting?
Sest Peetrus hetkeks hakkas kahtlema, et kas Jeesus on ikka sama vägev kui tuul.
Because for a moment Peter started doubting if Jesus is as powerful as the wind.
Kas olete tähele pannud, kui ebakindlad on inimesed elus meie ümber?
And have you seen how unconfident the people are around us?
Ükskõik, mis teemal nad ütled, ma ei ole ikka kindel.
No matter what the subject is, they said, I'm not so sure.
Aga meie taevan isa on alati täiesti kindel.
But our heavenly father, he is always sure.
Tema teab täpselt, kas on must või on valge.
He knows exactly whether it's black or white.
Ta ei mõtle, et no see on sõike hallikas värk.
He doesn't think, it's this grey area.
Kui ta ütleb, siis nii on.
If he says something, it will be so.
Me ei pea isegi sellest alati aru saama, miks see nii on.
And we don't even always have to understand why it is
as it is. Inimesed ütlevad, ma ei saa aru, miks see nii pidi minema.
And people sometimes say, I don't understand why it had to go like this.
Nagu ütleks, et ma päris ei usalda Jumalat.
It's like saying, I don't really trust the Lord.
On ta ikka kodus, teab ta ikka, mis ta teeb?
Is he home? Does he know what he's doing?
Miks näiteks meie perel oli 8 aastat tagasi vaja Pärnust kolida Tartusse?
Why did our family have to move from Pärnu to Tartu 8 years ago?
Mul oli seal kindel ja väga hea töö.
I had a very good job there.
Meil olid sugulasi oli ümber ringi toetamas palju.
We had a lot of relatives around us supporting us.
Tuttav keskkond, kus ma olin sündinud ja teadsin nagu iga tänavat.
Familiar surroundings, I was born there, I knew every street.
Väga mugav.
It was very comfortable.
Aga ometi tundsime, et me peame kolima Tartusse.
But even so we felt like we have to move to Tartu.
Me ei teadnud sellel hetkel miks.
We didn't know at the time why.
Aga takkajärgi me näeme, et Jumalal oli plaan juba pikalt ette.
But looking back, we can see God had a plan long before that.
Kuulumine täna ja teenimine siia Amazing Grace koguduses näiteks.
And for example, being part here and serving here in this church.
Jumal nägi seda kõike ette.
God saw all of this.
Meie pere vaimulik kasv.
Our family's spiritual growth.
Lastele sellised sobivad koolid, mida Pärnus ei oleks olnud valida.
And the schools for our kids that we couldn't have chosen in Pärnu.
Ja me ei pruugi olla veel isegi avastanud kõiki neid põhjuseid, mida Jumal silmas pidas.
And we might not have even discovered all these reasons that God had in mind.
Aga igal juhul Jumala tahtmine oli selge ja kindel ja õige.
But definitely God's will was very clear, was very sure and was right.
Jumala tahtmine võib ka olla see, et ta kasutab meid teiste hüvanguks.
And God's will can be that he uses us for the benefit of others.
Kui ma olin veel selline kogenematum kristlane.
When I was a little bit less experienced Christian.
siis ma olin väga ebakindel selles profeteerimise mõttes.
I was very unconfident in the prophecy.
Et ma nagu mõnigi kord sain nagu Jumalalt mingi sõna või pildi kellegi jaoks.
Often I received like a thought or a picture for somebody or a word.
Aga peaaegu kunagi ei julgenud seda jagada, sest oli nagu kõhklus, et kas see on ikka õige.
I never had the confidence to share it because there is this doubt whether it's God.
Aga kui sa usud, et Jumala tahtmine on nagu üle kõige.
But if you believe that God's will is above everything.
Siis miks hakata nagu kõhklema ise inimesena?
So why do you start doubting yourself like as a human?
Kui Jumal annab, siis jaga seda edasi.
If God gives you something, then it's for you to share.
Ja kui Jumal täna küsiks sinult, et keda ma läkitan, kes meilt läheks?
And if God is asking you today, like, who shall I send, who will go?
Kas sa saaksid ilma igasuguse kõhkluseta öelda, et vaata, siin ma olen, läkita mind?
Could you say without any doubt, you know, Lord, I'm here, send me?
Üsna tõenäoliselt mingisugused maise elu kõhklused segaksid.
Often some of the doubts around our earthly life would hinder.
Eriti kui see on selline ebamugav sihtkoht või situatsioon, kuhu Jumal sind läkitab.
Especially when it's a little bit uncomfortable situation or a place that God is sending you into.
Ja. Sest Jumal tahab saatan tahab ebakindlust külvata meisse kõikidesse.
And the devil, he wants to sow these doubts into us. And his fears.
Aga ainult Issand ise saab sinult selle ebakindluse ära võtta.
But only the Lord himself can take this doubt away as well.
Kui sa lihtsalt ütled selle palve, et ära saada mind kiusatusse.
Do not send me into temptation.
Ära saada mind ebakindlusse.
Do not send me into doubts.
Hirmud.
And fears.
Ka segavad Jumala usaldamist.
It often hinders us trusting the Lord.
Väga sarnane.
Similar.
Võibolla on need rahalise hakkama saamise hirmud.
Maybe it's the fear of how we will survive financially.
Või ootamatud olukordades hirm.
Or fear of uncertain situations.
Jumal tihti saadab meid ootamatutesse situatsioonidesse.
The Lord often sends us into uncertain situations.
Ja kui unexpected. Ja kui me hakkame siis kahtlema, kas Jumalal oli ikka tõsi taga.
And when we start to doubt then, was God actually meaning us to go this way?
Siis me jätame midagi tegemata.
We will not do the right thing.
Hirm on tihti selline täiesti reaalne asi, et ega see hurjutamine ka ei aita, kui keegi ütleb sulle, et ära karda.
And fear is like a real thing. It doesn't help if somebody just tells you, don't be afraid.
Ehk siis eesti keeles öeldes, hirm on tihti üle mõistuse.
And in Estonian there's this saying that the fear is like bigger than what we can understand.
Aga see on reaalne.
But it's real.
Ja ainult Jumal saab seda ära tõsta.
And only the Lord can lift this.
Näiteks mina ei ole tegelikult üldse esineja tüüp. Mul on hirm.
For example, I am not the type of presenter type of person, I have this fear.
Ja hometi on läbi aastate ma olen pidanud oma tööga seoses päris palju esinema.
And even so, through the years, because of my work, I've had to present a lot of cases.
Aga koguduses, ka täna siin seistes, see on teistmoodi kui töösituatsioonis.
But even here in the church, standing here, it's different from the situation at work.
Sest ma tean, et Jumal on mulle selle ülesand andnud.
I know that God has given me this task.
Ja ta võiab mind ja võtab selle hirmu ära, mis segaks tema töö tegemist.
And he gives me anointing and he takes away the fear that will stop me from doing his will.
Ja võibolla sul on ka koguduses kas leivamurdmist läbi viies või ülistust või mis iganes ülesandele Jumal on sind kutsunud. Võibolla sul on sama tunne, et sa ei tahaks tegelikult nagu inimesena seista niimoodi teistpidi näoga teiste poole.
And maybe as a human, you know, you might have the same feeling if you are doing the communion or leading the worship or something that you do not want to stand here in front of other people.
Aga Jumal saab sinu hirmu ära tõsta.
But God can lift this fear from you.
Kui sa ütled, et sinu tahtmine sündiga.
If you say your will be done.
Kui sina tahad, et ma seda teen.
If you want that I do this.
Siis ma usun, et ma saan hakkama.
I believe that I can do it.
Ma alistun.
I surrender.
Praegusel ajastul kindlasti väga paljud inimesed üle maailma on hirmul selle korona pärast.
And certainly a lot of people are afraid of this corona situation.
Selle nädalal oli mul ka üks situatsioon, kus üks minu kohtumine öeldi selle pärast üles.
And the day I had, this week I had this thing as well, that one of my meetings was cancelled because...
Sest esimese küsimise peale, et aga kas te olete vaktsineeritud?
When they asked me straight away, have you been vaccinated?
Pidime ütlema loomulikult ei.
We had to say no.
Ja siis oli, aah jah, väga kahjusest ja ei...
And they said, oh sorry, no, we can't do it.
See on hirm.
It's fear.
Oleks mõelnud, et jaa, ma olen seda süsti saanud kätte.
If I had said, yes, I have received the injection.
Siis ei oleks hirm olnud, siis oleks, tule edasi.
They wouldn't have had this fear, they would have said, please come in.
Kui palju see situatsioon reaalselt oleks erinev olnud?
How much the actual situation would have been different in those cases?
Mina ei tea.
I don't know.
Jumal teab.
God knows.
Aga selge oli see, selle küsimuse taga oli selge hirm.
But it's clear that behind this question there was fear.
Ja hirm ei lase meil kunagi teha seda, mida me peame tegema.
And the fear will never allow us to do what we need to do.
Corrie ten Boom, kellest meil on palju olnud juttu.
And Corrie ten Boom, we've spoken of her many times.
Kes tegi teise maailmasõja ajal väga julgeid ja eluga riskivaid tegusid.
And during the Second World War she did a lot of courageous things, risking her life.
On öelnud sellise lause.
And she said this.
Et hirm ei vabasta homset kannatustest.
It says worry doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrows.
Vaid ta teeb tänase jõust tühjaks.
It empties today of its strength.
Ja Jeesus on ka öelnud, et kes teie seast suudab muretsemisega oma elule ühe küünrögi juurde lisada.
And Jesus has also said like who can add a single second to their lives with worrying.
Ainult issand suudab hirmu ära võtta meilt.
Only the Lord can lift this fear from us.
Ja laul 34 ütleb, ma otsisin issandat.
And the Psalm 34 says, I sought the Lord.
Ja tema vastas mulle.
And he answered me.
Ja tõmbas mu välja kõigist mu hirmudest.
And he pulled me out of all my fears.
Hirmud ja ebakindlused tulevad eriti siis hästi mängu.
And these fears and doubts, they come in.
Kui tundub, et Jumalalt palve vastust ei tule.
When we feel like God is not answering our prayer.
Kui Jumal võtab nagu aega enne, kui ta reageerib.
When God takes time before he reacts to us.
Siis tuleb saatan oma valedega segama.
Then the devil will come with his lies and confuse us.
Siis me mõtleme, et kas Jumal ikka näe?
We are thinking, can God see us?
Kas Jumal kuuleb?
Can he hear us?
Kas ta ikka teab lahendusi sellel
olukorral? Does he know the solution to these situations?
Kas ta üldse tahab mind aidata?
Does he even want to help us?
Jaa, ta näeb.
Yes, he sees.
Ja ta suudab ja ta tahab.
And he can and he will.
Aga lihtsalt meie tänapäeva maailmas arvame, et kõik peab juhtuma kohe.
But in this modern times we think everything has to happen instantly.
Psalm 27:14 ütleb. Oota issandat.
Psalm 27:14 says, wait on the Lord.
Ole vahva.
Be strong.
Ja su süda olgu kindel.
And let your heart not be troubled.
Oota issandat.
You wait for the Lord.
Vahel on vaja oodata natuke.
Sometimes you have to wait a little bit.
Psalm 37. Oota issandat ja hoia kinni tema teest.
Psalm 37. Wait for the Lord and hold on to his ways.
Siis ta ülendab sind.
Then he will lift you up.
Ja sa, nii, et sa pärid maa.
And you will inherit the land.
Ja sa näed, kuidas õelad hävitatakse.
And you will see the wicked destroyed.
Tihti segab meil Jumala usaldamist ka see, kui kõige tugevam hääl meie sees ütleb, mina tahan.
And sometimes what hinders us trusting the Lord is if the strongest voice in us says, I want.
Sisuliselt me ütleme, et ärgu sündigu sinu tahtmine.
It's essentially saying, your will not be done.
Muidu sündigu sinu tahtmine, aga ära seda ära võtta.
You know, let your will be done generally, but don't take this away.
Tee erand.
Make an exception for me.
oi, meil on kõigil neid armsaid harjumusi, kus me mõtleme, et äkki Jumal vaatab sellest üle.
And we all have these very cute behaviors that we think maybe God will overlook this one.
Üks mu hea sõber, kristlane.
One of my good friends, a Christian.
On aastaid maadelnud alkoholismiga.
For many years he's struggled with alcohol.
Noh, võib-olla karm sõna, aga ütleme, et asi ei ole tema tahtel.
And it might be a strong way to express this, but it does not come under his will.
Ja tegelikult on seal mängus ka alkoholist natukene kangemad asjad olnud.
And you know, in the past he's used stronger substances.
Ja läbi aastate on ta rääkinud, kuidas ta palvetab, et Jumal ta sellest vabastaks.
And for years he says he's prayed that God would deliver him from this.
Ta tõeliselt tahab vabaks saada.
He really wants to become free.
Ta teab, et Jumal tahab, et ta oleks sellest vaba.
And he knows that God wants him to be free from this.
Ja ma palvetan kogu aeg, et Jumal vabastaks mind sellest.
And he says, I always pray, God, please free me from this.
Aga siis ma lähen, võtan ikka need kuus õlut töölt minnes kaasa.
But I still go and take 6 bottles of beers with me when I go home from work.
Sest ma usun, et kui Jumal tahab mult selle sõltuvus ära võtta.
Because I believe when God wants to take this addiction away from me.
Siis ta lihtsalt võtab.
Then he will just take it away.
Jaa, Jumal on nii võimas, ta võib nii ka teha.
God is so powerful, he could do it like this.
Aga kui Jumal näeb, et sa oma vaba tahtega ikkagi võtad need pudelid.
But when he sees that you use your free will to take those bottles with you.
Ja ta austab sinu vaba tahet ka.
And he does respect your free will.
Siis ta mõtleb, et võibolla oleks kena, kui sa ise ka samu minu poole vastu astuksid.
And he's thinking maybe it would be nice if you took one step towards me as well.
Sest tundub, nagu sa päris ei tahaks, et sünniks minu tahtmine.
It just feels like you do not want my will completely.
Selliseid võibolla süütumaid, aga väikseid harjumusi, mis me teame, et ei ole Jumala tahe.
And maybe a little bit more, you know, more innocent and smaller behaviors that we know aren't God's will.
Ja las püha vaim näitab, mis sinul on need, millest sa peaksid vabanema.
And let the Holy Spirit show you what are the things that you should give up.
Et sa saaksid Jumala tahet täielikumalt ellu viia.
So that you can fulfill his will more perfectly.
Oma elus.
In your life.
Ja sinu elu kaudu ka teiste elude õnnistamiseks.
And through your life to bless other lives.
Ja loomulikult segavad meil Jumala usaldamist ka need, nagu mida Alari rääkis, need valed kargud, valed toed.
And what definitely hinders us from trusting the Lord is, like Alari also said, like, the false crutches and the false support platforms.
Vale õpetused.
And false teachings.
Millele me võime toetuda, kui me ei usalda täielikult meie ainsa Jumala häält.
The false things that we can rely upon when we do not reply solely on God's voice and his will.
Ja nii nagu nende eelmiste asjadega, nii ka siin ainult Jumal ise saab sind nendest vabaks teha.
And like with things we've mentioned previously here as well, only God can deliver you from this.
Kui sa ütled, et anna meile andeks.
When you say, forgive us.
Ära saada meid nendesse kiusatustesse.
Do not lead us into temptation.
Sündiku sinu tahtmine.
Let your will be done.
Aastaid tagasi, kui ma ei olnud veel kristlane.
Many years ago when I wasn't a Christian.
Sattusin ühe praegugi Eestis ilma tegeva mehe selle õpetuskoolitusele.
I attended this seminar by this very, very famous guy.
Enese muutmise kunst.
It was called The Art of Self-Transformation.
Tase 1.
Level 1.
Tase 2.
Level 2.
Tase 3.
Level 3.
Siis sa juba väga oled ennast ära muutnud.
And by that time you really have transformed yourself.
Iga aasta maksis muidugi varanduse raha.
And every level cost a fortune.
Ma esimesest tasemest muidugi kaugemal ei küündinudki.
I never made it to the second level.
Ma ei suutnud ennast ise muuta.
I could not change myself.
Aga see mees tundus nagu nii õiget juttu ajavad.
But he sounded like he knows what he's talking about.
Saalid olid täis.
These halls, they were filled with people.
Ja seda meest saatis nagu selline aupaiste.
And this like glory was upon him.
See oli täiesti nagu mingi sekt.
It was almost like a sect.
Teda kummardati nagu ette ja taha nagu mingi teenrite poolt, kaaskonna poolt.
He was, you know, everybody was bowing down almost in front of him.
Ta levitab oma valeõpetust siiani.
And even now he's, you know, sharing his false teachings.
Ja tema mõte oli see, et inimene ise on kõik võimas.
And his point was that the person himself is all powerful.
Õnneks ma sain võrdlemisi kiiresti aru, et see on täielik jama.
And luckily, quite soon I realized that it was garbage.
Ja hea, et mul ei olnud liiga palju raha.
And very good that I didn't have too much money.
Aga ma veel paar nädalat tagasi kuulsin, et üks tuttav kristlane muu hulgas on lastunud ennast ära hullutada sellest.
And even a couple of weeks ago I heard this Christian person who let himself be brought in by this guy.
Kui me ei olnud veel kristlased, siis meie pere kasutas homeopaatilisi preparaate.
Yeah, when we weren't Christians, our family, we used this alternative medicine, something.
Ja Jumal teab, kas see oli täielik placebo või oli seal ka reaalne mõju.
And God only knows if it was just a placebo or if it actually had some effect.
Aga vähemalt laste puhul me nagu arvasime nägevat efekti.
But with our kids we thought that we were seeing some effect.
Mis iganes tervise mure oli, see andis nagu näiliselt kiire lahenduse.
And whatever the medical or physical problem was with them, it seemed to give answer really quickly.
Kristlastena jäi see meil nagu tagaplaanile.
And as Christians it was sort of you know in the back room of our lives.
Me saime aru, et me peame üle kõige usaldama Jumalat.
We realized that we have to trust the Lord above everything.
Aga mitu aastat olid veel need terad siiski meil nagu kapis.
But for many years we had this medicine in a cupboard.
Ja miski pärast me ei olnud neid ära visanud.
And we never got rid of them.
Ja aegalt ka kasutasime neid.
And we sometimes used them.
Vahel võtsime enne tera ja siis palvetasime.
Maybe we took this some bill first and then prayed.
Ja vahel palvetasime enne ja siis võtsime selle tera.
Sometimes we prayed first and then took the bill.
Aga igal juhul tundus, et no, tead, siis on ikka nagu kindel.
We always felt like now it's like properly done.
Ja alles siis, kui me ükskord viskasime need majast minema.
But until we got rid of them completely from our house.
Tuli täielik rahu.
We could receive a full peace.
Et nüüd me tundsime, et me tõesti nagu ütleme Jumalale, et sündi kui sinu tahtmine.
And it felt like now we really were saying to the Lord, let your will be done.
Et me usaldame sind.
We trust you.
Ja ei ole mingeid alternatiive.
And there is no alternatives.
Sina oled ainus elav Jumal.
You are the only living God.
Ainult sinult tuleb kõik.
Only, it all only comes from you.
Aga saatan lükkab meie ellu ja peidab nad osavasti ära sellised takistused, mis ei lase Jumalat usaldada.
But the devil, he like pushes these things into our lives and he hides them really well. Things that will not let us trust the Lord.
Mõni nädal tagasi üks meie tuttav ütles, et ta oli ma lapsega käinud mingi sensitiivi või hypnotisööri juures.
A few weeks ago one of our friends said that they had taken their kid to a sensitive hypnoser. Hypnotist. Loser.
Loseri juures. Ja ta ei ole päris kristlane, aga ta nagu väidab end natukene nagu olevat kristlane.
And that person is not completely a Christian, but kind of says they are.
Ja Evelin ütles talle midagi sellist, kõige tahtsam on ikka nagu palvetada ja usaldada Jumalat.
And Evelin said the most important thing is to pray and trust the Lord.
Ja see inimene vastas, et jaa, ma olen Jumalale väga tänulik.
And this person replied, yes, I am very thankful to
et ta mind selle hypnotiseeri juurde juhatas.
That God led me to this hypnotist.
Ma ei ole päris kindel, et see Jumal oli, kes ta sinna juhatas.
I'm not completely sure it was God who led them.
Ilmselt oli häälestus natuke kanali pealt ära.
Probably the radio was tuned to a wrong program.
Aga saatan tahab selliseid segajaid meile vahele panna.
But the devil is delighted to put these types of obstacles on our road.
Aga meie Jumal on ainus elav Jumal.
But our God is the only living God.
Kui Daniel lõvikoopast pääses, siis kuningas Darjaves nägi seda ja muutis oma meelt.
And when Daniel escaped the lion's den, the king, he changed his mind.
Ta ütles, et tema on elav Jumal.
He said he is the living God.
Ja püsib igavesti.
And he will remain forever.
Tema kuningriik ei hukku ja tema valitsus ei lõpe.
And his kingdom will not be destroyed and his reign will never end.
Ja kui sa tead seda lugu, kus tulle visati mehed, sest nad ülistasid oma jumalat.
And you know the story about the three men who were thrown into the fire for worshiping their god.
Siis Azaria palvetas tules nii.
And this guy, Azaria, he was praying in the fire.
Ole kiidetud Issand, meie vanemate jumal.
He said, be glorified God, the God of our fathers.
Sina oled õiglane kõiges, mida sa meile oled teinud.
And you are righteous in everything that you have done to us.
Kõik sinu teod on õiged.
All your deeds are right.
Ja sirged on sinu teed.
And all your paths are straight.
Kõik sinu otsused on tõde.
And all of your decisions are the truth.
Kõik Jumal otsused on tõde.
All of his decisions are the truth.
Ja ta palvetab veel, et tuntku nad, et sina oled Issand.
And he prays, let them know that you are God.
Ainus Jumal.
The only Lord.
Ja austatud kogu maailmas.
And glorified in all the earth.
Ainus elav Jumal.
Only living God.
Mis takistab sind usaldamast täielikult Jumalat igas olukorras?
What stops you from trust the Lord in every circumstance?
Ja meil kõigil on mingeid selliseid asju.
And all of us have something.
Kas püha vaim näitab sulle täna, mis on see, mis on tee peal ees?
Let the Holy Spirit reveal you today what is on your path.
Ja kui Jeesus õpetas meid palvetama.
And when Jesus taught us to pray.
Siis ta teadis väga hästi.
He knew completely well.
Nii seda, et Jumala tahe on ainuõige ja parim.
That God's will is the only will and it's the best will.
Kui ka seda, et saatan meile neid kiusatusi tee peale viskab.
He knew that the devil will throw obstacles on our road.
Ja sellepärast ta õpetas meid mitte ainult palvetama, et sinu tahtmine sündiga.
And that's why he didn't only teach us to pray, let your will be done.
Vaid ta õpetas meid ka, et küsige, anna mulle andeks.
He also taught us to pray, forgive me.
Anna meile andeks meie võlad.
Forgive us our sins.
Jumal on hea ja andestav.
And God is good and merciful.
Ta annab andeks.
He will forgive you.
Ära kahtle Jumalas.
Do not doubt him.
Sinu tahtmine sündiga.
Let your will be done.
See olgu meie igapäevane palve.
Let that be our everyday prayer.
Amen.
Amen.